Logging In. Logging In today is host boy Harrison Portal. That's me. Go boy Matthew Easdale.
What's up, dudes?
And current CEO and special guest boy Colton Byers.
That's right. I'm back.
Yes. We didn't have to fire him because for a quick patch notes with a Science ZR patented beginning segment, Overstressed is the biggest game of 2019. We got all the Blizzard players since, you know, all of them are basically boycotting Blizzard now. Luckily, that whole situation really pandered out well. And now we're like the lead. We're basically the new World of Warcraft. So much to the point that we are under some harsh government restructuring and oversight because students, on top of, you know, paying their loans and not having enough for college, they're spending money on this game and instead of food. And that's been a whole national controversy that we really all have to be cognizant of and aware of. So for this spooky month, for the month of Shocktober, we're going to come up with a more, we're going to give back to the community with this next game. Matt, do you have any idea how we'll give back to the community game-wise?
Probably like volunteering at a soup kitchen.
No, I mean like making a video game and charging money for it. But it's like pretty good.
Okay. A video game where you're at a soup kitchen and you're volunteering.
Fantastic. That's a good start. I'm thinking that can just be a classic sort of mobile game. You know, get that into as many people and as be cognizant of. Have constant ads for, they wouldn't be ads for just like, you know, mobile games or whatever. They'd be ads for like other charities that you can donate to and that, you know, actually do deserve money and actually do deserve to be supported. But nobody will do it because they're annoyed with the ads.
Exactly. Just top third, bottom third of the screen is just ads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that middle third is just where the game is. And you just got to click on like the bowl of soup to scoop it up with the ladle and then click on the person's bowl to put it into the bowl.
Soup Kitchen Online was our first game. Is that a good title to everybody?
That's good with me.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
That sounds perfect for a mobile game. And then, of course, the ads just have to be wild for it. But
mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, and they can't be for like normal businesses. They have to be for charities that people just don't want to pay money for.
Well, I meant for like when we advertise the game on Instagram, that just those ads just have to be insane.
True.
And make people question their sanity a little bit.
Absolutely. Like they're always at max volume. They just bump your phone up to max volume. Never on headphones, always on speaker. Just going, donate to Children's Hospital now. And you're like, no, I just want to feed.
Stupid weasel.
Stupid donate. Weasel.
When you do donate, it even if you do donate, it's like, wow, you just donated $1.
But yeah, if you do
nice
donate,
crap.
They put, unlike other mobile
that'll
games.
That'll definitely feed a child.
if you do donate, you have to, you'll get more ads. Unlike other mobile games, it's like, oh, this guy actually donates. We got to pump him in with as many ads as possible. Like, as long as you get to like sign one change.org position, you get all these kinds of ones of just like, hey, this dog has a bad boo-boo. Make dog insurance better in bloody Wisconsin. And I'm like, no, I don't want to sign that. I just signed a thing for to get James Gunn fired or something. I'm not ready for this. All right, that's a fantastic first game. Colton, do you have a game to, you know, give back to the community?
Yeah. So this game is an open world game in which you must commit as much insurance fraud as possible because, I mean, what else do poor people do?
I mean, that's fair. They can't really pay for like video games, which, you know, is our main thing.
Yeah. So I figure if we get them off the streets, you know, get them, stop them from committing so much insurance fraud, you know, on the streets and just make them do it virtually, you know, we'll save and make millions.
It's like the strategy behind Grand Theft Auto, where if you've got people blowing up cop cars and picking up prostitutes in the game, they won't be doing that in real life.
Exactly.
What's the title of this game? I kind of want to work online into every title of this sort of situation because we need to make
naturally
a community.
You better lawyer up online.
Lawyer up.
Lawyer up.
What about just lawyer up?
Lawyer up, colon, online.
Lawyer up, exclamation point, online with no capital. That's very good. And for the next suggestion, I was thinking we could possibly go with a quick ad break. And before we get to the ad break, I would like to say a few things about just sort of the community. We recently hit a total of 502 plays. I missed the 500 mark, but yeah, thank you to all you boys at home. especially thank you to, you know, Matthew Easdale. You've been my co-boy through a lot of this journey. And also David Lake. He'll know that he did something somewhere. Yeah, though he could not arrive today, presumably playing overstressed, which is the main addiction of the nation. But yeah, also, thanks for passing around the podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm fully comfortable with announcing that I think we're ready for listener support now. If you don't know what listener support is, Anchor offers a thing to where you can just like pay a monthly thing to get the better podcast off the ground. We go through a few technical difficulties per day, as, you know, earlier Colton can attest to.
Yeah,
there are some technical difficulties starting. So if you want to do that, we also are working on a few different projects. We have another role-playing podcast, Earth A113, which is going to be a lot more of a professional sort of audio endeavor. You can definitely support it for that. Also, if we get to $300 of whatever, I think it's a monthly thing, I will watch and review the film Meet the Spartans 300 times. And I might get the other boys in if you guys want to get in on a few of those, but I will do it.
Yeah, maybe like one or two.
But yeah, the main thing you can do is just keep listening and interact. We'd love for you to write in, literally anybody. We'd really like for that to happen. We'd also like
mail
for you.
Mail us a letter.
Mail us a letter. Just send it to, I live next to a McDonald's, so just send it to them. That's like the main thing you'd probably know. Maybe a YMCA. And also, maybe even listen to this ad that's right now.
Oh. But a bug just flew into my face.
Fantastic. Now, I got something else to toss into your face that may fly into it. We need to do better for the environment. If you don't know, this month, Shocktober, presented by Xbox, the Nintendo Fit Ring will be released now, which is a sort of fitness game apparatus that Nintendo has developed for the Switch. And we need to make a fitness game just in time for October. It'll be a quick turnaround, but I think it'll be easy because we are going to make a Pokemon Go game for trick-or-treating.
Ooh.
Yes.
Do tell.
So, if you're not aware with trick-or-treating, you dress up as, you know, a very fun sort of, you know, ghoul or pop culture character or something in the vein of being sexy, which I'm sure we're all familiar with here.
Not sure. I guess you could call it that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with how many Trump's costumes going around, there's going to be some competition. So, and then you have to get candy during that night by, as being dressed up, you can flaunt your costume around the entire neighborhood, possibly even further beyond, to where you can knock on doors, you say trick or treat, and then you get a treat. But what if you got a trick?
Ooh.
Oh.
Or you had the trick up your sleeve with your smartphone device. So how it would work is that you have to go from house to house. We will have a catalog of every single house owner who gives out candy at Halloween. You know, we'll keep track of that.
Yeah, you can, like, check in on the app.
Yeah. No. Here's how it works. You have to knock on the door, say trick or treat, and then snap a picture of the person giving out candy. And then you can get candy. Mm-hmm. You get real life candy or you can get virtual candy. And then you'll have a little avatar on the phone dressed up like an AR. So you probably have like some face paint like over you, like with the face app or something. And you have like a cool costume. And we'll do a lot more cross promotions with like the Apple Arcade. So you can be like a Frogger. We could possibly tie it in with Frogger Go. Game from last week.
We like tie-ins.
Yes. So you'll have this sort of phone apparatus, and then you'll basically go around just, you know, collecting as much candy as possible. But you can't drive, though. Like Pokemon Go, it's not safe to drive, so you can't drive. You have to walk all the way across town. And you only have about a week. You can't do it in just one night. You're not freaking Santa Claus, man. Yeah. But you'll have a week. We'll have sort of like the one day like in, well, we live in Albany. I'm covered Albany, Oregon. We live in that vicinity. It's a city. That's okay to say. So downtown has a day and then North Albany has a day to do trick or treating. And we have those, we have the same rotation of those in the sort of vicinity of everything. So you can just have like a really good apparatus and like a really cool avatar that you can pay money to like have a really cool Halloween costume on your phone.
Oh, good. We like that. Yeah. That's...
So whenever somebody asks, excuse me, young man, what are you? And then you just show like a furry costume. Like on your phone, it's just like, just like I'm pervacious, and then that's what goes along with that. And I do need a title for this. I think this will really give back to the community. You know, really just sort of have a mixing pool for the community of, you know, young children trick or treating and adults who want to win at a video game, which I think could be a really good crossover. Just in terms of spirituality. Mm-hmm. I do need a title for this game. Something, you know, spooky for Shocktober presented by Xbox.
What about Trick or Treat Online?
Trick or Treat Online. Trick Online.
Turn Tricks Online.
Trick Online Treat.
Something like that.
Okay, Trick.
We're
colon.
Just throw Trick Treat
An online treat.
An online into like a random number generator and see what comes out.
I got a good one. Trick, colon, an online treat.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, I like that.
That actually works.
Yeah, speaking of working, come on, Colton, you're the CEO. What game are we doing next?
Yeah, so the game... I got another idea. So... we like to rip off other game companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, naturally that untitled Goose game is rather popular right now.
It is.
I say we make a competitive game, you know, dipping into that market. And the game would be called This is the Title of a Duck Game. You know, and it practically plays the exact same, you know, I'm not above stealing assets,
but it's just on a UFO campus.
Exactly. You know, and you play as a duck and it's technically titled, so we have a leg up on the competition.
Colon online, so it's multiplayer. We're winning it. We're on
of course, one naturally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good. Because the Untitled Goose Game is just like, I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but it's just like you only have the one goose and it's a puzzle game. But I want this to be a competitive puzzle game.
Puzzle stealth.
Yeah, with a lot of, I want a lot more customization. Like, I want to be able to change like the height and like weight of a duck. We're going to be very, you know, inclusive. With these ducks, like I want a fat duck just wallowing around, basically as diverse of a cast as like a DuckTales. By the way, we will have a DuckTales tie-in pack where it's just that one Disney thing where they dressed up ducks as DuckTales characters and not the animation domination thing. That is realistic DuckTales. That is not our brand.
That is funny though.
It's pretty good. All right, Matt, we gotta stay online. Right, what are we doing?
I got one kind of along the same in like the same vein as Colton's there,
mm-hmm.
where mm-hmm. we're pretty much just ripping off another game. And in light of the whole Blizzard scandal, what I'm thinking we do is we just pirate Overwatch and start our own unlike copyrighted servers, and then
we could call it Paladins Overwatch.
But not for Blizzard.
I think they took Battleborn off the store, so this would be a good time to hop on to just Battleborn.
Yeah, there we go. And so I think we call it
Overwatch Online.
Watching over things online.
Overwatching online?
Looking at things from above online.
Above searching online.
Yeah, just something just that's pretty much Overwatch, but we got to change it up.
That except we make people pay for the DLC characters.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
So like, who's the new one? Sigma. You got to pay $25 to play him.
True. And we say yeah, like, oh, I mean, there's like a story with it, but it's just like a motion comic that they do with the character reveals.
Yeah.
The story is just like
a poorly animated one.
It's just like stick people.
Yeah. We just outsource it to Tumblr. Or something. Speaking of outsourcing, I think we're not on the golden ticket quite. I don't know. We might be on the golden ticket yet, but let's give one more game a try. This is actually going to come from the Cool Games Inc. Reddit. That could be, you know, a fun experience. This comes from you, Grimory. Five nights at Andy's. You are taking a trip to visit your friend Andy and staying at his place. The only problem is Andy goes to sleep early and has no Wi-Fi! Exclamation point. You must find ways to entertain yourself every night. Avoid making meshes or breaking things. Fix any problems that arise, all while avoiding waking up Andy. Can you survive all nights of your stay? I think this would be a really good... We could alter this to be... You have to stay home during Halloween. Your like little sibling is sick, so you have to stay home and watch him while your parents, you know, get crunk and party or something. So you have to try to like balance like taking care of like a sick kid and like going out and like giving candy out to like kids on the street, but also you can't give candy to adults or you got to check the door hole. You got like a little stool. You got to get up on the, you're like a short 15-year-old, I imagine. So you also like have to try to like watch a movie. Like there's a movie you have to watch like on live television in one night. I imagine this is like a sort of, you know, we'll put this in the 80s, you know, make some extra cash off that nostalgia. And like, and just like The Exorcist is going to be on at 9 p.m. And with your parents gone away, you can totally catch it for the first time. But you have to balance that. You have to get ready to watch that movie. And then you have to be intentive enough while taking care of your sibling while they're sleeping. And all taking care of like the, you know, giving out treats while it's pretty, while being quiet.
Here, I got a similar spin.
Oh, yeah.
So instead, you're still staying over at a friend's house, but you're like younger and you're doing like a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to wake up your friend or your friend's parents, or you don't want to get caught by your friend's parents who are still awake because you're like a child and late is like 10 p.m.
Okay, that's pretty good.
You know, so there's that element of like you don't want to make noise to wake up your friend, but you also have to like maybe like avoid certain rooms while like the parents are like sitting there, you know. You have to like take a different route around the house if they're like, oh, they're like sitting in the kitchen, you know. And they just kind of like roam around, you know, like slowly, but you know, it just cuts off like options.
They're gonna be up about like 10-11 p.m. just, you know, watching some TV, you know, reading a newspaper, maybe a little bit of smooching. You gotta watch out for that. You gotta avert your eyes.
Yeah. If you see that, you throw up and then you get caught.
Yeah, you don't throw up. Your fear meter brings up. It's just like, oh my God, I can't be seeing this. I'm a child.
Yeah.
You have a fear meter. And if it gets too high, like throughout the night, like I am at, oh, this is actually pretty good. You guys ever play Among the Sleep?
I have not.
It was a horror game where you played as a 3-year-old and like you were with your like talking teddy bear friend. And you were just making your way through a dark house. And then it was like really a metaphor for like a broken household. That was like pretty nice and well done. Yeah, it was a really good game. But it was pretty spooky. And if you like, you had to like, you know, do puzzles to where you had to set up stuff to like grab doorknobs and everything. But what if there's like actual like monsters and ghouls to where like if you got too like scared, you'd have to like cry and scream. And the parents of the friends would be like, oh, what are you doing up? Yeah, I get back to bed. And then the monsters would eat you. Because parents just don't understand.
They don't understand. There really is a monster in your closet and or under your bed.
Parents just don't understand online.
This is who I am online. That sounds like a different kind of game.
Yeah. It's hey, that's what we're going for.
Mom is where you're an emo kid and you got to try and get your stuff back because your parents took it away from you for talking back to them.
That could be like a DLC where instead of like trying to entertain yourself, you actually have to do like a heist and get back your emo stuff.
All right. I think
your mom took away your phone because you're making too many edgy TikToks. And so you got to go.
I know that.
Isn't that just every day of my life?
Okay.
I know, right?
Actually, thinking about it, I think we might have a golden ticket in here somewhere.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. We have Soup Kitchen online.
That's a good one.
Lawyer Up online.
A classic.
Trick and Online Treat. That's where I'm sort of leaning towards. I think Trick and Online Treat might be a big hit for the community, especially in the time of a Shocktober presented by Xbox.
Yeah, and I mean, we can kind of bandwagon on like Pokemon Go and like that new Harry Potter Pokemon Go. And
yeah, but ours is actually going to be... Listen, ours isn't going to be better, but we're not going to force people... We're not going to make people think that, you know, they can do it every day, go on a run every day. It's like, oh man, I have so many options to swipe up with a Pokeball. Like, no, the main point of this game is, you know, going house to house, knocking on the door, saying trick or treat, snapping a picture real quick. I'm just, what are the reward systems for, can we do a tie-ins with the local neighborhood and like other pieces of candy?
Like, I mean, probably.
The goal of the game is to get as much candy as you can. Like, that's going to be enough of a reward as its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you get like the most candy in one night of people in the area, you get bonus candy.
True. You can like hold down. Like, what's like a gym system that we can do for trick or treating? Like, what's like the big thing you want to go for like trick or treating? Like, would it just be like a house with like king sized bars in the neighborhood or like a business?
I prefer the king sized bar house.
True.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago, me and David were trick-or-treating. I say a couple years ago, it's like 5 years ago. We were trick-or-treating and we went to one of the neighborhoods up here in North Albany. And apparently like nobody had come through. So this one dude just gave us like 8 king-sized candy bars because we were the only people who showed up.
Hey, I totally get that. We would give kids like 5 like whole pieces. Like we don't get great candy. I can admit that. I know that's a faux pas. But I don't chill out for candy for like 8 kids that are going to come around here because I'm like wedged between 2 different cul-de-sacs. It's a nightmare to get back here.
Exactly. And, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like my road, too. We haven't bought Halloween candy since we moved up here because we live on a creepy gravel road out of town.
How about this? How about this? We'll have a class system where you can either be a trick-or-treater or somebody who like has candy in like the stores and then also has the app. So they can like give you a QR code and then you snap a pic of that. But there can also be tricksters where you can go around and like basically hack people's phones to steal candy. But then if you want like better rewards, you have to put like your credit card information in and your phone number. And
ooh, I like that.
I just want to make
social security number.
I just want to make a way to gamble with this whole apparatus. I want to gamble on Halloween.
Like if you're one of the tricksters, if you're like, if you get like close enough to one of the trick-or-treaters, you've got like a 0.5% chance to like steal their candy, but it gives you like a bunch of candy.
And
you know what I mean?
I mean, they can't like rob you of your candy, but if you get like tricked, then you have to give up your candy as like a social thing.
The like, trick is going to be like you pretend to be someone who's giving out candy.
Exactly.
There you go.
Or you can like, trick or treat, and then if they say like, oh, Shay, here's the QR code for like, I don't know, you know, Target certificate to cash in for, you know, candy. But you gave the QR code to the trickster, and now they have all the sort of pieces of candy. Though I do need to, how can we combat a trickster? How can a treater combat a trickster? Because the treater are going to get better rewards because they're putting in the work. But if a trickster can get lucky, you just assault him. I do want a digital way of figuring this out, because unlike every other sort of thing, we can actually have interaction between other players. Because why would you want to, you know, interact people in a Pokemon game, eh, Game Freak? Why would you want to fight with your Pokemon that you have, Game Freak? What would that be a thing?
Instead of Pokestops, there's going to be like candy caches or something like that. Mm-hmm. That
you can like bank your candy.
Yeah.
But if
you put your candy in the cache, earn a little bit of interest on your candy, but there's a risk that it gets stolen by the tricksters.
And if you pay enough like microtransactions as a trickster, you can get like a digital crowbar to break open a candy cache. And that's good.
And then if you pay even more, you can get like one of those like laser cutter things from the movies that you can cut open the vault with.
Oh yeah, you get like a comical thing. Or you can get like magic. Like thieves' tools or magic.
There you go.
But magic has a way of misfiring.
Ooh.
Like you can buy like, okay, this is a sort of like anti-theft device you can install in like your app, where you have like a sort of like block on, you know, tricksters. Or if you want to pay like a little bit less and maybe with a little bit of candy, you can get like a charm that would, you know, could possibly just like keep it away from him. But it has a like 25% chance of burning your candy along. And so he doesn't have it. Ooh, like I want some hard choices for trick.
Yeah, I think that's something that would work.
Absolutely.
Just kind of as a general addition, I was thinking of something like that promotion that Domino's Pizza did for a while, where you take like a picture of your candy.
Oh, and then it uploads
into the digital candy.
They did that for some reason.
And then you can redeem that for like coupons for real life candy.
Oh, that'd be good.
You know, so you get like more candy sort of deal.
Right, yeah.
We could add another marketing trick from Domino's and have candy insurance.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be so good. You have to pay per month, like at least 6 months before, though. Like Gorillaz's app, but you can't actually like go around and trick or treat until the night. Oh, I like that idea a lot. You can't like, we have a year's lead up to trick or treating. Like you gotta like put in the work, like you can get steps in, get your routes together. And like we'll have like early indoctrinators of just like, you know, people giving out candy, like people in their homes. And if you like walk around the neighborhood a lot, you know, inspiring more fitness. We gotta get more fitness, more community after that, you know, big scandal with, you know, so many college students basically starving because of our popular game Overstressed.
Whoops.
Oh, well. That's right. We could have
allegedly starving.
We could have just like, if you walk enough like different routes in the town, you can like select a route and like know the exact percentages of candy you have. Or as a trickster, you can realize like you can, if you walk the exact same path as someone, you actually know, you can actually track their phone. You just got to put in the work. Mm-hmm. So like you can like get a better advantage for people in your neighborhood, but you'll have better rewards if you go outside your neighborhood. You can't drive outside, though. You can't just like, okay, we're going to drive up to, you know, downtown and just walk around. No, you can't do that. You got to walk all over your city.
Perfect.
Oh, man, this is good. This ain't no trick. This is a treat. Should we retitle it Ain't No Trick, an online treat?
I like that. Ooh, yeah, that's good.
I like that more, yeah.
Okay, that's good. This is a good game. I think we need
a Halloween spooky blockbuster.
One more just Halloween thing. Like, what's one thing that you do on Halloween that needs to be included?
Drinking. Allegedly.
Possibly.
Allegedly.
All right. So yeah, if you go to like, this is going to be for just adult weirdos. Like, you can, like, get some booze and then, you know, get wild with it. Get some candy-flavored booze. Get some Reese's.
Once you turn 21, instead of candy, you just get alcohol.
No, that's not wrong. I can't think of, like, a beer pun for it. Reese's, instead of Reese's Fast Break, it's Reese's Pabst Bud Break. Bud Break.
There you go.
Yeah. Colton, what's a Halloween tradition that needs to be included?
Well, so I was thinking about how we can rip off Pokemon Go more.
Mm-hmm. We do need this. And,
you know, Pokemon Go, I guess fairly recently, not too recently, you know, introduced like raid battles.
Right.
You know, and so.
So you think we can get bonuses while partying up?
Well, so here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You go to these like gyms that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, every, you know, like once every day or something, a Halloween monster appears at that gym and you kill it by throwing candy at it.
But then it can't explode candy like a pinata.
Exactly.
The exact.
You know, so it's like a wager, you know, you gotta throw candy to kill it, and mm-hmm. you gotta hope that, you know, it gives enough candy to like replenish that, you know.
Oh man, I'm very happy this is turning into the Summerween episode of Gravity Falls. I am extremely proud of that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Ooh, what can we do with pumpkins, actually? Just a real quick one.
Well, I think those could be like the ripoff of Pokestops.
Yeah, right.
You know, everyone who puts out a jack-o'-lantern on their porch, mm-hmm. you know, you like swipe it in the app and yeah, then it gives you like candy.
Oh,
candy
okay.
Points, okay. The virtual candy, you know,
In your neighborhood around just sort of major cities. We're going to do like a soft sort of Amazon store style launch with this. So major cities are going to get this. And the first year is that there's going to be QR code pumpkins. So there's going to be a QR code carved into a pumpkin, but some of the tricksters have carved it in.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
So if you scan those up, your entire like party around you, like anybody within like a 5 like foot radius of you loses their candy to the trickster.
Ooh.
And then you just hear like a ghoulish laugh in the distance as he runs into the night.
Like that.
And the main thing I want to work in is that I always try to, you know, watch all of the Treehouses of Horrors in like one night, which gets harder and harder every year. But I would like a lot of horror movie tie-ins to where, like, you know, maybe because they usually release like horror like movies around Halloween because, you know, that's just like a burner pile for, you know, movies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you can have like a ghost mini game where it's just like the Harry Potter one where if you find something, you can. I have an admission to make. I don't know how Harry Potter works. I don't think it makes any sense.
I don't either. I've never played it.
I don't think you know, anybody who plays it knows how it works.
That's okay. We can just poorly assume how it works.
Yeah, so you just trap it in like a Horcrux.
Yeah, naturally.
That's what, and then you can put it in a chest? Something Victorian.
Sure.
Yeah, something like that.
Something British.
Something British. But yeah, I think this something is a fantastic game for the community, a fantastic game for Spooktober presented by Xbox. And
it's got a lot of opportunities for, you know, like brand sponsorship. You know, every, you know, horror franchise wants their monster represented.
Of course.
You know, right. And, you know, like advertised sort of deal.
If you can get enough candy, you can buy a movie ticket.
Yeah.
Or you can exchange it for movie candy, which is a lot more expensive. And will be a high commodity.
But you got to get like 40,000 units of virtual candy to get some movie theater candy.
Get some Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. This is a good game. For Boys Club Vancouver. Thanks for logging in, boys. It's been a really good, just sort of back from hiatus. Just again, thank you so much. Listener support, you know, $300 a month means 300 reviews of Meet the Spartans. And yeah, that's all for this week, I think. It's a shorter ep, and if it's later, well, that's just camping, isn't it? I've been your host, yeah. Boy Harrison Corda, with co-boy Matthew Easdale.
Thanks, guys.
And very special guest boy and CEO for what seems like for the rest of time, Colton Byers.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. As we say at the end of every Boys Club, keep those game holes full, everybody.
Keep them full of games.
Keep them wide open so you can fill your game holes.
Keep your game holes wide and supple. That way we can get our games.
So we can fill them up.
Something like that.